Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
These are 10 questions that every person should be able to identify about their significant other, if it has been any sort of long-term relationship or the intent of it. Hot Wings, do you have any fear that you could answer these questions?
No.
Kelly?
I think I can answer all of them.
Steve?
I guess I'll find out.
Let's start with you. What is Annette's social security number?
Oh, well, it's got a 9 in there, I think.
Okay. All right. How does your partner like their eggs cooked? Question number 1.
Fertilized.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Could you answer that one, Kelly?
Oh, yeah. He likes them fried.
Steve?
Scrambled.
Yeah. Scrambled or omelet?
Yeah.
Or fertilized. I was going to make the
same. Yeah, everybody wants it.
Joke, Steve.
Scrambled.
All right. What would your significant other consider a big purchase? I will go first. For Kayla, anything that is for her is a massive purchase that is too much. For me, or for the kids, most things are fine.
Yeah, for Annette, she'll say to me like, hey, we need to talk. There's something that I think we need to buy that blah, blah, blah. Okay, how much is it? It's like $30.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah. I've obviously said like we don't really need to discuss these purchases, but usually we'll check in with each other if it's going to be like, I don't know, probably $100 or more.
Yeah. I think that's a good rule of thumb. I mean, Kelly, what about you?
I think we're not married, so we don't share finances, so it's a little different, but when we split stuff, the bigger stuff that we talk through are trips.
Yeah.
And stay and like accommodations for the trips and things like that.
And I know something that makes you really comfortable is keeping all the receipts of each party's pay and then comparing them at the end and being a butthole about it.
Uh-huh.
Is that something you still like, or did you get rid of that?
No, that was something that I learned to love in my last relationship and learned to ditch along with my last relationship.
Good job.
That seems fun.
It's a remarkable story that that we have heard before.
Yes.
All right, next question. What was their dream job when they were in elementary school?
Ooh.
Dream job in elementary school.
Rachel, what was your boyfriend Nick's dream job in elementary school?
You have to go to me to the one where it's like, I know it. It's on the tip of my tongue. And it was either a race car driver or, oh my gosh, what was the other one? Because I wanted to be an astronaut and his was really similar.
Probably astronaut.
Maybe or someone who like or maybe someone who like works on the spaceship, like an engineer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we both wanted to do space stuff.
Like spaceship
mechanic. He wants to be the guy who washes it. Like, I have aspirations, but not too high.
Like, I want to work at NASA, but I don't need to do all the spin.
Yeah, the spaceship detailer.
Steve, what was Annette's childhood dream job?
I don't know.
Just not that interested.
No, I guess not.
Kelly?
I think based on the stuff that he did with his dad growing up, it would have been like a professional hunter or a professional fisher, like a professional outdoorsman.
Like a Babe Winkleman.
Yeah, if he could have been, a professional adventurer, that's what his job would have been.
Yeah.
I think that's one I don't know that I've actually asked.
Yeah.
Just based on stories he's told, though, I think that's what he would say.
If you were to arrive at the bar before your partner, what would you want them to order for you? Or rather, what would they want you to order for them?
Oh, boy, that all depends on, are we like bar, brewery, what do they have on tap?
But you would know the answer.
Yeah, I would be like a Bell's Two Hearted or something.
Like you wouldn't get yourself like some beer and then she shows up and there's a glass of milk there.
No.
It's like, what is this?
No. Mm-hmm. No,
you're in a milk mood.
She's a beer drinker.
Kelly?
He likes Crown. He likes specifically Peach Crown a lot. Ugh. So when he's in the liquor mood, he's going to do Peach Crown or Crown. And then if he's in like a lighter drink kind of mood, he likes ciders.
Mm-hmm. What is, you should know, these are all questions that 10 questions everyone should be able to answer about their significant other. How frequently would they ideally like to be having sex? You want to go?
We're about the same.
Kelly, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Every day if we could.
Yeah.
Ideally.
Answering for Kayla, I'd say right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's super horny.
These are the words you said. It's great for me. Steve, what about Annette? Have you ever had that discussion? Like, what's your ideal number of times?
No.
It's very difficult because, first of all, you start your relationship, you're new, and then you have two kids.
Yeah, all you do is have sex.
Yeah. Yeah. But two kids, like, ideally, there's no ideal when you have kids as young as yours.
I would say, ideally, she would say 2 times a week.
Yeah. What is something that your significant other is very self-conscious about? That's a really important, that's a good one. That's something
that
you should definitely know.
That's not something I would say on the radio, though.
Yeah, no, I don't want you to do that.
I'll say Ross's,
it's his tender nipples that are ignored.
Yeah. He is a little insecure about those tender nipples. Yeah. I've been being good to him lately, though.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is, isn't good. It? Yeah.
Steve, does Annette know what you would be very self-conscious about? Is it the hands?
Well, it wasn't until you guys started making
I mean, it's got to be what, like your height or your clothing or your car. Like, what, which one?
Yeah, let us list
or just
the things
how
that,
ridiculously like, ugly you are, the how you smell all the time.
The way your voice sounds, your haircut,
how you
your
look
footwear.
Like if a shrinky dink of Aaron Rodgers melted on the stove too long.
Hey, what's her least favorite part?
Your weird knees.
What's wrong with my knees?
Your
They're
ankle
weird.
Bones don't match.
You just hurt them.
Your teeth are in the wrong order.
Wrong order.
They're in the right places, but on the wrong sides.
Like my molars are in the front.
Yeah.
That'd be a weird look,
it's not
wouldn't it?
Super noticeable, but I mean, it is weird because you have to bite from the side like a dog.
You have to lick your food to eat it. It's weird.
Do you think anybody's that ever had it. Had their teeth surgically rearranged?
Yes.
Like where their molars are in the front, that'd be such a weird look. It'd be like a picture when people put a human teeth in a fish.
They'd have to chew sideways like a cow with cud.
So weird.
All right, this is a very important one. Toilet paper over or under?
Ross does not care.
If it's not,
care.
If it's not over, care. Leave them.
Yeah, we,
I'm
we
an
usually,
over person.
That's
we
all
go
you need
over
to know.
In our house.
He doesn't care. Driving me crazy. And the thing that he holds his toilet paper on is one that kind of breaks every now and then.
What is it, a
and by every
antler?
Now and then, I mean, like, yeah, practically. Yeah, you can find it at Cabela's for sure. But yeah, every time I go to use it, it falls off. And I'm like, this damn thing. And he doesn't even care to fix it. So he didn't care about which way the toilet paper roll's facing. But clearly it should be over. Over.
Hey, babe, check out my new Deer Schlong TP holder.
Smells like the woods.
When he said deer dick, I thought he meant Rob. But he didn't.
Mm-mm.
He
Who
didn't
knew?
Think that's not, it's two words.
So much Rob deer dick all over his house.
I wish somebody would rob the deer dick from his house. What's the biggest tell your significant other is stressed out?
I know
my
at you for no reason.
Yeah.
They start acting like a bitch. I'm just kidding. That is totally not sincere.
They refuse to cook me dinner.
I just wanted to say it because Hot Wing's voice got in my head and I went, I want to say a thing like that.
It's fun.
I want to do things. I know Kayla's, but I'm not saying it.
I know Annette's. It's more of I can look at her and see the facial expression on her face. Like she just won't really respond.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I say, like, hey, everything okay? What's going on? Need some help? She'll just kind of shut down.
Yep.
Yeah, Ross gets really quiet, too. Mm-hmm. And that's when I can tell. And I'm like, are you being quiet because you're sad at me or mad at me?
I'm sad at you.
When they tell you they hate your guts because you slept with their mom.
What a sensitive little bitch.
God. I always know then.
Yeah, that was me. I had to say, you know, even when you're upset with people at work, I assume it's something I did. So we got to tell. You got to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take it. I know this is a me problem, but let's help. How do they like you to flirt with them? If you don't know how your significant other likes you to flirt with them, I'm like, I think she likes it when I fart by her face.
I don't know, not at all.
Not at all.
Maybe send me a letter in a few years.
Yeah. Like, leave me alone. Like,
babe, say nothing. It says enough.
Yeah. Don't come home from work. Yeah. I love it when you flirt with me like that.
The best way for you to flirt, go to bed.
Gosh, that would hurt. Like, if somebody's like, I don't really know, and you just go home and ask your significant other, go, we're good. Yeah. We're good.
I'd rather you didn't.
Yeah.
What's the biggest stressor in their life right now? Well, that's an easy one.
This is simple.
Yeah.
Sick kids.
Yeah.
Like, in this exact moment, and once the kids are not sick, it's still just kid stuff.
It's the next time they're sick.
If you're not entirely sure, then just say the word me. Because that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
If you don't,
sure.
If you don't know the other thing, then it's you.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
What is this song?
Wow.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, you just told me earlier today. I already forgot.
That was amazing.
I am no Swifty.
Everybody agrees.
What is going on with this Taylor Swift Ticketmaster meltdown? They're literally showing it here. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's just unprecedented demand.
Did they forget how to make new fees up?
So many people were just trying to buy them all at the same time. I don't know about y'all, but I didn't even have a clue. I knew about her tour, but I didn't know they were going on sale yesterday, because as much as I'd love to see her, it just wasn't on my priority list. But everyone on the internet felt differently.
Wow.
Everybody was in queue. Everybody. They were like, everybody in the world's in front of me. Boom, I got tickets. I'm like, what?
They said the fees for the tickets are $50 on top of the ticket price.
Perfect. So that they can send you an email.
Remember when tickets were $50 and you went, I can't believe these are $50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't that long ago. I know it's an old person thing to say, but it wasn't that far ago.
No, when the service fee was like $1.50 or $2. Yeah.
Well, as long as they have a monopoly, I think
over
it's fine.
Over $50.
I love her.
Garbage.
I mean, I'd go see her, but I wasn't that obsessed yesterday, and I felt very out of the loop.
I'm going to wait till she's playing like Saddle Boats and Carnivals. Not saddle boats, paddle boats.
I was going to say, what is a saddle boat exactly? I got to know more about this. This is a term I haven't heard before.
Saddle boat's not a thing. No. As far as I know, if it is, then that's an accident and I don't deserve credit.
Ooh. Sounds like a sex position.
Yeah, yeah, it's a devious sex position.
Saddle boat, everyone.
Is it?
Next time she's on some paddle boots. Need some of that.
Saddle boat.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.